This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Oral GLP-1 drug achieves 11.3% weight loss in phase 2 trial. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence, a new oral GLP-1 receptor agonist called aleniglipron achieved up to 11.3% body weight reduction in adults with overweight or obesity, according to a randomized phase 2b trial published in Nature Medicine. The study, presented at the American Diabetes Association meeting, represents a potential breakthrough in obesity treatment by offering an oral alternative to injectable GLP-1 medications. Key takeaways: aleniglipron achieved up to 11.3% weight loss compared to placebo after 36 weeks. Thiourol formulation could improve patient compliance versus injectable GLP-1s. Results from 230 adults with overweight or obesity in a randomized controlled trial study at a glance: 11.3% maximum body weight reduction achieved with oral aleniglipron after 36 weeks. Weight loss outcomes with oral GLP-1 treatment. Percentage body weight reduction after 36 weeks of treatment: 11.3%. Maximum weight loss 36 treatment weeks. Study participants. Source: Nature Medicine. 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Oral alternative to injectable GLP-1 drugs. The phase 2b trial tested aleniglipron as a potential oral alternative to currently available injectable GLP-1 receptor agonists like semaglutide and liraglutide. According to the Nature Medicine publication, the randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study design provides strong evidence for the drug's efficacy in weight management. The oral formulation addresses a significant barrier to GLP-1 therapy adoption, as many patients prefer oral medications over weekly or daily injections. This development aligns with ongoing efforts to expand access to effective obesity treatments through more convenient dosing options. Clinical trial design and outcomes. The study enrolled 230 adults with overweight or obesity in a randomized controlled trial comparing aleniglipron to placebo over 36 weeks. The FDA's drug development pathway typically requires phase 2b trials to demonstrate both efficacy and optimal dosing before advancing to phase 3 studies. Results presented at the American Diabetes Association meeting showed the maximum weight loss of 11.3% with aleniglipron treatment. This level of weight reduction is clinically significant, as the World Health Organization considers weight loss of 5 to 10% meaningful for health outcomes in obesity management. Implications for obesity treatment landscape. The development of oral GLP-1 receptor agonists represents a significant advancement in obesity pharmacotherapy. Current injectable GLP-1 drugs like semaglutide have shown similar weight loss efficacy, but require subcutaneous administration, which can limit patient acceptance and adherence. According to obesity treatment guidelines from professional medical societies, oral formulations could potentially improve long-term treatment compliance and expand access to GLP-1 therapy. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that over 36% of U.S. adults have obesity, representing a substantial population that could benefit from effective oral treatments. Next steps in drug development. Following these positive phase 2b results, aleniglipron will likely advance to phase 3 clinical trials involving larger patient populations and longer treatment durations. The pharmaceutical industry has invested heavily in developing oral GLP-1 formulations due to the market potential and patient preference for oral medications. Regulatory approval for new obesity medications typically requires demonstration of sustained weight loss and acceptable safety profiles in studies lasting at least 1 year. The pharmaceutical development timeline suggests that oral GLP-1 drugs could reach market within the next 3 to 5 years if phase 3 trials confirm efficacy and safety. Aleniglipron achieved up to 11.3% body weight reduction compared to placebo in a 36-week randomized controlled trial of 230 adults with overweight or obesity. Nature Medicine study authors, Nature Medicine, 2026. What this means for patients: oral GLP-1 drugs may offer a more convenient alternative to injectable weight loss medications, potentially improving long-term treatment adherence. For clinicians, additional oral treatment options could expand prescribing opportunities and improve patient acceptance of GLP-1 therapy for obesity management. For policymakers, oral formulations may increase healthcare access and reduce administration costs compared to injectable obesity medications. Frequently asked questions: how does oral aleniglipron compare to injectable GLP-1 drugs? The 11.3% weight loss achieved with oral aleniglipron appears comparable to injectable GLP-1 medications like semaglutide. However, direct head-to-head comparisons have not been conducted in this phase 2b trial. When might oral GLP-1 drugs become available? Based on typical drug development timelines, oral GLP-1 medications would need to complete phase 3 trials and regulatory review, likely requiring 3 to 5 years before potential market approval. What are the advantages of oral versus injectable GLP-1 therapy? Oral formulations may improve patient compliance, reduce injection-related anxiety, and provide more convenient dosing compared to weekly or daily injectable options. The successful development of oral GLP-1 receptor agonists could transform obesity treatment by addressing patient preference barriers that limit current injectable therapy adoption. As phase 3 trials advance, these oral formulations may become valuable additions to the expanding arsenal of effective obesity medications, potentially improving treatment access and long-term weight management outcomes for millions of patients worldwide. Source: oral small molecule GLP-1 receptor agonist aleniglipron in people with overweight or obesity, a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled phase 2b trial.